Sports Radio 92.9 Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 11th day of January. First of all, be a part of your Sunday mornings, your weekend mornings. Hope you've had a wonderful weekend. January is here. We are in it. We're in Girl Scout season, which we will get back to, and I'll tell you why. That's going to be a theme throughout the show. But we came back here. Noel threw on some Grateful Dead. And if you've not heard the news, founding member of the Dead, Bob Weir, passed away. Got the news. I saw it this morning for the first time. Were you any kind, Sam, of a Grateful Dead fan?
Not really.
Okay. And that's fine. Neither was I. I did the stuff that came out in the 80s when I was, you know, up the street working, had an appreciation for. But they are one of those bands.
Oh, yeah.
They're one of those artists, much like Swift. I mean, Swifties are the latest. These dudes were the first to have that kind of following.
Yeah.
That would people would fight you if you said something bad about. Well, actually, they're from San Francisco, so they're pretty passive. But they would eat through tree bark to tell you that the best music there is was produced by Jerry Garcia, Bob Weir, and the Grateful Dead. And the people that are their fan base, that make up their fan base, that are part of the sports world, are just as passionate about them. Well, listen, rest in peace. We all know that you couldn't get any sort of game call in total from Bill Walton without hearing some Grateful Dead references.
How about that, right?
You know what I mean? Right. It was ever present. So throughout the morning, we're going to play some Dead. And because, like I said, there's a group of people, big group of people, that are feeling a certain kind of way this morning. But we got a guest that's going to join us who's a family member, friend of the show, and he feeling a certain kind of way this weekend because his team, his football team, are still active.
Yeah.
You know, and
I
don't know.
I had a chance to see him this week.
Well, we'll see. We'll find out right now. But we welcome on Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, Daddy, Selah, and Mello, and Kobe. How you doing this morning, man?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing well. I am doing well. I know you're jazzy after last night's performance by the Bears. So hopefully we're in the same boat. No, come 9 o'clock tonight.
Well, then if you're like me, you will go to bed at halftime because the Eagles are aggravating you. Because that's what I did. I did, man. I sat there and I watched. Listen, I figured that Caleb Williams in his ascent is going to have some hurdles. And much like that dude who was on the other side of the line there, we've seen Jordan Love go through it. And it has been heartbreaking for those Packer fans. And we've seen it with every team that has ascended there. There are a few that have bypassed that, but there's usually some growing pains. And I figured this dude, the way he's been slinging it and taking – yeah, making these sophomore mistakes, it's aggravating. So I thought it wasn't going to happen. And between Ben Johnson and intestinal fortitude, they got it done. So I'm happy for them. But I would have hated to have to come in here after a loss this morning. So I hope you don't have to
be. I can understand that.
Would not have been.
I can understand that.
It would not have been good. But in the meantime, man, listen, we can talk football aside. Toss it over here for a little bit because we want to get your thoughts on. Sam and I have not had a chance to talk about some of the movement and some of the things that have been happening here locally. Sometimes we're the first, sometimes we're the last, and we haven't had a chance to get thoughts of the people who join us and us talking about what's going on with this Hawks team right now. And Trey.
Yeah, well, it's certainly been a busy week for the Hawks. It has certainly been a busy week. And ironically, I saw Sam the other night right before things kind of, you know, got shaken up in State Farm Arena as the Hawks were taking on the Pelicans. And we've had some rumors over the years, and we've talked before about what would this team possibly look like without Trae Young. But it's one of those things that I felt like, you know, we talk about it, we give it some life, we entertain it, but it would never happen. I thought Trae Young was going to be an Atlanta Hawk for life. And obviously now that is not the situation. And I'm trying to find, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, find the silver lining in it all. It still doesn't make complete sense to me, but it seems like it's something that both sides wanted to get done. So I was initially in utter shock. I just couldn't believe that Trae was traded. And then of all places, I thought if we ever did see Trae traded, it would be to a team like the Los Angeles Lakers. So for it to be the Washington Wizards, there's a lot of components that still don't make sense to me, but here we are. It's a new day in Atlanta, and the Hawks have an opportunity to rebuild. To me, they're kind of in rebuild mode. So we'll see, you know, how things pivot from here on out.
Yeah, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Terrell Thomas. Always great to catch up with him. And he is social. You can always find him at Eldorado 2452. I agree with you. It's rare that you get to see it happen in real time. You know what I mean? We're sitting there watching the game. We see Trey walk out in his khakis and his shirt. We know he's not going to play. And we hear this thing is going to happen any day. But for it to take place while the game is going on.
Okay, can I stop you two real quick here? Because you were there for that, yeah, as you describe it. What was it like as far as the fans once they got their mind around what just really happened in front of them?
I don't know how much of them really knew what was happening at the time. Some who may have been like on their social media or something applauded for them. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like people heard something and they stopped the game.
Social
media, maybe there was a little murmur going through the crowd. And some people applauded. Some people knew what was happening, but some people didn't. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a thing where everybody knew. So that's the other thing about it happening in real time. I don't know, Terrell, I don't know what your take was on it. But it became apparent he was shaking hands with people. I thought the folks doing the television broadcast did a good job of capturing his exit, just walking through that hall alone. At the end, and you hear the buzzer go off, and the game's over, and he's walking down this hallway with Atlanta
very
Hawks.
Very cinematic.
Very, 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 in the way it was captured. But Terrell, I'm with you in thinking that he was going to be here. And the thing of it is, we have precious and few guys like him come to play, especially for the Hawks. I'm talking about guys that people in other cities would buy tickets to see, right? You know, we mm-hmm. rarely get that guy. That guy always plays for somebody else. And so that's the thing I think we had with Trey, that personality that people in other cities would turn out to see.
Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%. And that's why it was such a shocking move to me, because he is one of those few. When we think about all the teams in the NBA, not every team has a player like that. And I think that's someone that Trey Young became over the years. That's who he was in college during his stint at Oklahoma. He was a showstopper. He was an entertainer. And the Hawks still have talent on their roster. I'll give them that, but I don't believe they have that figure, the figure of a Trey Young. So, again, very shocking move, but I do agree with you on what you said. It was one of those things where you just started to hear mutter and mumbles of, is this real? Is it real? And people are looking at their phones. And then over time, you know, within, a 15-minute span, folks realize, hey, Trey's been traded, but he's still sitting on the bench. What's going on here?
So you guys give me your equivalent, if you've thought about this over the last couple of days, of the equivalent player that's been traded at this point, going over and then changing his game. I was trying to think of somebody, again, point guard, like, I don't, you know, Chris Paul popped to mind, but he's bounced around so many places.
Terrell, I'm going to let you go because I got one that's really connected to the city, but go ahead.
I don't want to give a poor comparison, but to me, quite honestly, we saw the move recently. It really, really reminded me of the guy he's going to be compared to from here on out, and Luka Doncic, just because I thought that at the time, Luka was an untradeable figure in Dallas, and it was kind of one of those things, is this shockwaves. And I believe in much of the NBA, you know, we did get a heads up that the Hawks and Trey Young were working on a trade. I think that was surprising in itself. But to actually see it happen, it was one of those to me like, wow, this seems very eerie. We just watched this a few months ago in Dallas. So I would say from an immediate impact and more recent, it reminded me a whole lot of the Luka trade.
I'm going to go back even farther than for the Hawks. Trey Young is a modern-day Pete Maravich.
Ooh!
Pete Maravich came to this city with the promise of being this flashy, show-stopping guy that people are going to, this crowd pleaser. This guy that everybody in this part of the country knew because he went to LSU, had played his college ball in the SEC, and the Hawks never could get the proper talent around him to elevate this team and make it a consistent contender. He is exactly, to me, that is who Trae Young is. He is the new Pete Maravich.
Really?
But yes. But and you think about Maravich.
The pistol.
Yeah, but he didn't play all these years here, though. He played four
years here, and when he left here, his last season here, he averaged like 27 points a game.
Okay.
And he goes out to the Jazz, right? And he doesn't really get to go to fruition with them. He sets the stage out there for Stockton and Malone.
Right.
When he goes to the place
with
the Jazz,
right? That's right, because he went to Utah.
Okay. So, I mean, but that's exactly what Trey was, this guy that came with his great promise and showed us flashes of what could have been and made us really believe that. Crowd pleaser, sold merch,
yeah.
Sold tickets, Like I said, the only thing, the story I love to tell about the fact that Julius Erving wanted to come here to play with him and they wouldn't allow it, and that would have just changed the whole trajectory of pro sports in this town. But to me, Trae Young came to this town with a lot of promise, caused a lot of excitement, a lot of sizzle. It became a place to see and be seen. And we want to see if the team, how they maintain that.
I think because of what he did up in New York, that got the country's attention.
That made us endear to him. Oh, this is our guy.
Yeah,
he's going to go
up there
and give it to the New Yorkers. Oh, yeah, he's our dude, right?
I just feel like
he's our dude.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but the reason this happened, he just never got the proper running mate. We couldn't get the proper running mate to be with him.
Same thing for Maravich. I mean, Lou Hudson was here, and they would put a lot of points on the board between he and Sweet Lou, but they needed something else in order to continue. Remember, they were in the West in those days,
right,
and they had to get past first Wilt, then Kareem, which they couldn't do. So, I mean, they never were able to get that other talent around Maravich when he was here, and the same thing has happened with Trae.
The one for me is, and it's not like that, and I agree with you on that one, but the one that kept popping to my mind in association with this kind of trade was Adrian Dantley being shipped out of Detroit. And he was that player. He was Trae for that Pistons team,
mm-hmm,
but he couldn't get along with Isaiah. And they made a decision that this was going to be Isaiah's team. And they shipped Dantley off.
Right.
Again, there's a number of different associations. That one's the one that stuck with me, though, because it was very public the way they did it. And much like Maravich, much like Trae, Isaiah was this dude coming out of college.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Played for Bobby Knight, got the chip, and all of that. So, anyway, Trae, Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, joining us here. It's like, you know, you're not really a guest on this show. We're all, like, sitting out on the back porch. So we're talking over him.
With a couple of mason jars with sweet tea.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here, man. Go ahead. Jump in here, Trae. I mean, Trae. Terrell, jump in here.
So what goes forward? We know who's come to this team. And what goes forward, because for one of these players, this road trip will take him back to where his career began, talking about McCollum.
Yeah, I think it's just a whole bunch of right now of uncertainty in the Hawks front office. And I want to assume and have belief that they have a strategy and they know what they're doing, but as of right now, I'm kind of confused on it. I believe they've given the keys to Jalen Johnson, that this is his team now, and they're going to build around him. I do believe that he has potential, superstar potential there, certainly all-star potential. But will he sell tickets? Will he be the showstopper like Trae Young? I don't know. I don't know if they're done making moves. You know, do they make a call to Memphis and inquire and see what's going on with John Morant?
Yeah, they did.
We do know they'll have a potentially high pick as far as the Pelican pick going to next season, and now with Trae Young not on the books, they'll have some money. So they'll have some cap space, and they'll have some funds to actually make some moves this upcoming summer. So I'm kind of confused to see, is this one of those, okay, we'll concede for now, we'll stay relevant, we'll compete, but now we're putting all our chips on the table for next summer with the draft and free agency, or are they going to make a move to continue to try to build around Jalen Johnson, Nikhil Alexander Walker, Dyson Daniels, and let the young guys, really take the reins of things. So I'm waiting and I'm anxious to see just exactly what the Hawks front office has in store.
Yeah. All right, man. He's got to go. He got to catch a flight. We got a break. And I promise you next time that you will talk more. But, you like family. There's like you, Adam Alexander. There's a few people we have on regularly, mm-hmm, where you're not really guests.
Karen Pistana. We get
y'all
to talk
like,
to our Australian Open start next week.
Yeah, y'all are like family. Like Sam said, there's a mason jar up here. We just sitting here sipping. So travel safely. Good luck to your team until they play the Monsters of the Midway. And we will talk to you next week, partner.
Much love, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great week. Talk to you guys soon.
There you go. Man. That is Terrell Thomas. All right, coming up, as we got lots of tributes going on this morning. We're a little tribute. Rest in peace, Bob Weir, Grateful Dead, doing a tribute to the Girl Scouts. It's their time of year. But I have got, Sam, I don't know if you heard last week, there was this stat floating around. A lot of people were talking about it, and I'm going to share it with you and the audience. So if you've heard it, forgive me. But I thought this was one of the greatest stats I had ever heard before. So that is coming up next, and we're also going to do a deep dive into what's going on with these Falcons, too. It is Sam and Greg. Noel's on the other side of the glass coming up. In the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to go into Noel's world. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.